This is what a scientist looks like.
The Atlanta demonstration was one of 600 marches for science around the world this weekend. Organizer Jasmine Clark.
We are gathered here because, unfortunately, science is currently under attack.
The Trump administration's proposed cuts to agencies like the Environmental Protection Agency and National Institutes for Health are a major concern for many demonstrators. Joshua Weitz is a professor of biosciences at Georgia Tech. He says beyond the threat of funding cuts, the White House travel ban has impacted a student of his from Iran.
He's part of projects that are meant to develop new antibiotics, new ways to cure infectious diseases. And we want them here because the discoveries they make here may become patents, inventions that will benefit not just scientists, but the entire community.
Some critics have argued scientists should avoid activist displays like this weekend. The fear is politicizing science could hurt their credibility. Anise Lowen is a virologist at Emory University.
Donald Trump in particular has made this proposal to make sharp cuts to science funding, but there are many Republicans that do support research, and so it is a bipartisan thing, supporting science as it should be.
March organizers also emphasize the need for more diversity in science and math fields. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.